Well, you know, certainly want to give credit to the Ravens, Coach Harbaugh. Their staff does a great job, and today we were out-coached, out-played, out-toughed, and on the road against a good team. It's going to be hard to overcome those things. So we're going to have to do, you know, we have a lot of work ahead of us and another tough game to get ready for. So won't have long to you know, think about this one, but you know, certainly it's a hard formula to win playing the way we did today.
Josh, when you're the coach, before you were the coach, all kinds of different teams. The Broncos have not played well here. They haven't won here. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, the games haven't been that close. Is there something about the environment here? Something about the place that makes it difficult?
No, I think it's the team and out of the locker room and the way they play. And I can't comment on the games before I was here, but I know last year, and same thing, you know, with this one, it, even though it felt close at times, it didn't seem as close, you know, out there as the scoreboard indicated, at certain points in the game. So, you know, you can't make, you know, 10 or 11 penalties, not be able to run the football, give up 200 some yards rushing on defense and put the defense on the field as much as we did, today and expect, you know, to come out of the game with a victory. So, it's a good team. They create a lot of those problems for you. We certainly didn't overcome enough of them today.
Is it up front where that's what they're about? They seem like a big...
They're a big physical team. They certainly play well up front, but they got good players everywhere. You know, they got good skill players on offense, and certainly played, you know, well. You know, in the secondary too. I know they give up a couple plays there for touchdowns, but in 2-minute drives. But for the most part, they were very obviously very competitive. You know, with all of our skill players too. So this is a team that doesn't have many weaknesses.
Josh, you've emphasized toughness.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm disappointed. Didn't think we didn't play as tough as certainly you're going to need to against a team like this. And I thought mentally, you know, this is the first time I thought our mental toughness was questioned. You know, during the course of the game, we hit some adversity, and you know, you got to stay in it. You got to continue to play and push. And at times, I thought that, you know, we gave up some things that we shouldn't have given up because, you know, we were feeling sorry for ourselves. You know, in a game like this, you got to play four quarters, and you got to continue to play because you never know what you can make happen. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we have a rotation that we're going to play them anyway when we dress six. So. That was the plan going in.
Coach, talk about the penalties. A couple of plays by Eddie Royal negated by some costly penalties. The pass interference on Parrish Cox gets the Ravens in scoring position. Talk about those plays now.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you make a big play, you know, and it's negated by a penalty, certainly you got to look at it and see if the penalty was the reason that you made the big play. I'm not exactly sure if it was or wasn't on a couple of those, but. You know, when you have a chance to change field position and all of a sudden you're in first and 20 or second and 25, that makes it very difficult. And I know the penalty that put the ball down there at the 1-yard line. I mean, anytime you have a pass interference like that, we benefited from one of those last week and they had one today. So we got to play the ball when it's in the air. And, you know, this is a team that forces its opponents into a lot of penalties, and we fell into the same exact situation today. Yeah.
Is there anything more you can do there other than keep shuffling the pieces?
Just continue to work with them. You know, I thought, you know, there was some pressure. I don't know how many times Kyle was hit today. It didn't seem like as much as last week. You know, protections. I mean, we just got to continue to work with them. I mean, that's all we got. That's what we have, and it should be good enough, and it is good enough when we play well. So continuity and ability to practice together and continue to try to get better. It's a long season. We played 5 games and got a long way to go. Talk about Goodman, yeah. That's the way, you know. We did not dress him to be a kind of a substitution if necessary kind of a thing. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Compartmentalize this game. First half, the Ravens looked like they were pass first. Second half, they really turned on that running game. Was that a matter of fatigue? Did they adjust to you at the half with the running game, or was it just?
I think they had, you know, they had a lead certainly, and just, you know, tried to focus, you know, on giving the ball to their backs. They got three good ones, and you know, we didn't do a good enough job of stopping the run. I mean, I'm sure if we'd have stopped the run better, you know, early in the half, they may not have continued to do it as much. But you know, they did a good job of creating some plays in the passing game, and then did a good job of running the clock out in the fourth quarter with the running game. And anytime you're on the field for 35, 36 minutes like we were, you run the risk of wearing down and giving up some yardage at the end of the game that's certainly don't want to give up. No, I don't. I mean, they're kind of going to get tested now, and then we'll know more obviously tomorrow.